The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The name Helsher is synonymous with delectable fish and festival, but how much do you know about the surrounding area? Today we take you on a journey to two attractions that can be found in Helsher: Two Sisters Caves and Fort Clarence Beach, both managed by the UDC. I'm Kevin Clark. Welcome to Two Sisters Caves. This beautiful historic attraction is located in the Sand Hills Bay area of Helsher and are among several historic sites in the area. It is believed that the cave was used by the Tainos mainly for ceremonial purposes. A visit there shows a petroglyph carving of an adult face, believed to be over 700 years old. There are actually two sides to the cave, and each has a large sinkhole which contains fresh water. It is possible that these reservoirs served as sources of fresh water for the Tainos. Visitors to the attraction are guaranteed an exhilarating experience, which includes a tour of the historic caves and the nature trail. Other exciting features include a scenic park, a souvenir shop, gazebos, and a play area. Patrons who have already visited the attraction tell us about their experience.
The Big Sister Cave was, well, it was very nice because it had a lot of drawings and stuff. The little sister, now that was kind of cool and hot. And also it had some very strange trees.
On the tour at Two Sisters Cave, I learned about the cave, the trees, and the rocks.
Two Sisters Caves are open to the public Wednesdays to Fridays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays, Sundays, and public holidays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. After being transported back in time with a history lesson at Two Sisters Caves, patrons can then visit Fort Clarence Beach, just 5 minutes away. If you wish to indulge in fun, sun, sea, and sand, whilst enjoying some of the island's finest seafood, then Fort Clarence is the ideal location for you and your family. Facilities there include changing rooms, picnic grounds, and a restaurant, and lifeguards are always posted. Furthermore, with ample security provided, Fort Clarence Beach is the perfect venue for hosting events.
At Fort Clarence, we offer packages to do weddings, family fun days, parties. It's just about everything and anything can be done here. We have white sands, you have the sea, you have areas you can relax. We have friendly staff. We have sumptuous food, excellent food, fried fish and bami, where persons can just indulge in. And, you know, you have areas you can just sit with your friends and just chit-chat.
And patrons of the facility have plenty to say about their experience.
It's fantastic. Love it. It's great. Better than being in the snow in London.
I take my family here. For one thing, it's safe. Lifeguards are here, so I don't feel threatened as far as getting caught up in the tide is concerned. There's always somebody here I can shout to help me. Plus, you know, White Sand Beach, you know, lots of trees, and it's kept in a beautiful way.
Fort Clarence Beach is open to the public 7 days a week, Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays, Sundays, and public holidays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that in 1999, Helsher Hills and Goat Islands, which form part of the Portland Bight, was declared a protected area? And this is where we end Urban Scope for today. For further information on the developmental projects being carried out by the UDC, call 922-8310 or visit the website at www.udcja.com. You can also walk into its information center located at head office, 12 Ocean Boulevard in downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service,
the voice of Jamaica.